what he gave, what he sacrificed, the horror that he went through, and that's physical, much less going into the pit. I want to be changed by his death. When you consider what he did, it'll change you. When you consider the price that he paid, it'll change you. It'll change the way you look at other people, because you'll realize that not only did he do it for you, he did it for them. And if he was willing to do that for them, how should you treat them? It'll change your life. And that's what Paul said. And it, when you pull it all together like that, it's so simple, it makes sense. I want to experience the power of his resurrection. I got to know that. I want to know the fellowship of the intensity of his feelings. I want to be changed by his death. I want that to be the most important thing in my life. 11th verse. If, how, is what that says. I pos. Okay? We would say, if somehow I may cut and tail. That's attain is the way it's usually looked. In fact, the word is translated more often come. It can be translated arrive. The idea is to reach out, okay? If somehow I may reach ice into, I told you, remember anastasis, right? Okay, this word, when you look at the English, it just says resurrection again. But it's not anastasis, it's exanastasis. When I heard a guy talking about this the other day, I thought at first he mispronounced the word. Then I went and looked it up. I never noticed it before. Exanastasis means out from. What is out from his resurrection? Paul is saying, if somehow I may reach out into what is out from his resurrection. That's just what he said in the verse before. I want to know the power of his resurrection. Somehow I have to reach out into what is out from his resurrection. What does it mean to me? What does it do to me? What does it do for all of us? What's the power that was released in that? Yes, it raised him from the dead, but there's more than that. It's the life that he gives to us. It's the light that he's shining into us. It's the power of his resurrection. And that's what he said. Into what is out from the resurrection from the dead, because, and we say, okay, Paul's trying to make sure he makes it to the end and gets resurrected. No, that's not what he's saying at all. And again, you can see that in the next verse. Because I have not already laid hold to it. Not that I've already laid hold to it, nor have already teleao, completed, perfected. As I was looking at it, and remember, y'all remember the old pirate telescope? Little telescope thing, pull it all the way out to the end. And when it reaches the end, it's at its full capacity. Okay? Not that I have already laid hold to this or have reached full capacity. Paul knew there's always more. People be looking at him going, wow, I mean, look at that, it's Paul. Paul's going, no, I ain't got there yet. There's more. I have not yet reached full capacity. However, I'm pursuing, Diaco, usually says pressing on. And then you got, quoting the King James, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. If I'm apprehended of the, right? And we're looking at that going, I don't get it, okay? I am pursuing, instead of going through all the Greek stuff, let me Let me borrow from the English Standard Version. You get a beautiful picture of what Paul's saying. He's saying, I haven't reached full capacity. However, I'm pressing on. I'm pursuing this. I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. That's beautiful. Paul's saying, I got to keep pushing it. I have to know this power. I have to know what was accomplished in his resurrection. I have to know it. I have to make it my own. I want to reach full capacity. I don't want to stop before I'm through. I hope that's your thoughts. You want to reach full capacity. You want to continue to press on. Verse 13, brothers, I do not consider myself to have kata lambano, to lay hold down to. Remember when we went through kata lambano, talking about is it overcome in John 1, first chapter of John? To lay hold to it, to pull it down into myself, to fully comprehend it. However, one thing I do, and when you see hin there, that's all it says, one thing, just one. In other words, he's totally single-minded, forgetting the things which are behind. I'm pushing forward to the things that are ahead. I'm Diaco again, said pressing on, I'm pursuing the goal. And give you a couple other interesting things here. Scopas is that word. It's where we get our English word scope, like on a rifle, a scope, okay? You're focused, you're aiming. That's the word translated goal there. You're aiming at the mark of the prize of the high places. It's not just calling, it's an invitation. Of the invitation of God contained in Christ Jesus. Not just inviting you to be born again, not even just inviting you to be filled with the Holy Ghost, but inviting you to reach the full capacity by coming to understand all that's been accomplished in the power of his resurrection. You're pursuing the goal. You're pressing toward the prize. Now, I'm thinking about that. Remember a while back, I don't know, a month or two ago, we talked a little bit about avant-garde. Avant-garde. The advanced guard. The foremost position. And what I said is that's pressing the envelope. To put all of these four verses together, that's what you're looking at. What Paul is saying is, I got to push the envelope. He was already Paul. He had already been doing all of these things. He had already achieved more revelation than most anybody else on the planet out from God. But he said, I got to push the envelope. I have to know this stuff. I have to be, I am changed by his death so that I understand the price that was paid, and I'm willing to pay the price. I'm never going to quit. I'm going to push it as long as I can. That's what he's saying. And I'm going to stay focused. And I don't care whether I missed it. I don't care what's behind me. I'm only going forward. That's the message. Hallelujah. Y'all go ahead and stand up. Father, I'm asking you to allow them, just like Paul said, to fellowship, Jesus, in your intense emotional feelings, that they will be changed by your death so that they will give all they have in pressing on to come to know and walk in the power of your resurrection. Hallelujah.